AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, says the House will hold President Trump accountable one way or another.
When this committee issues a subpoena, even to a senior presidential advisor, the witness must show up.
The president directed former White House counsel Don McGahn to defy the committee's subpoena. Nadler says he wanted McGahn to talk today more about what is in the Mueller report.
He described how the president directed him to have the special counsel fired. He described how the president ordered him to lie about it. He described several other obstructive incidents outlined in the special counsel's report.
For the Republicans on the committee,
here we go again. The theater is open.
Republican Doug Collins says the Mueller report is done and it's time to move on.
The special counsel closed up shop without giving Democrats anything to deliver to their base. Now the Democrats are trying desperately to make something out of nothing.
Nadler has said the committee is ready to hold McGahn in contempt. Early this morning, one person was injured. Homes were damaged. A tornado touched down near the airport in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That is an all more severe weather in the region. Andy Little is with the Tulsa Fire Department.
We responded to approximately 10 water rescues, and we've got several trees into homes today. So we have lines down all over the city, which obviously creates a serious danger.
No damage was reported at the Tulsa airport. Passengers were moved into shelter. Severe weather is moved through the Plain States. Home sales dropped slightly in April as would-be homebuyers face affordability challenges and a limited supply of starter homes. Maven, General Motors' car sharing service, is being shut down in about half of the 17 North American markets it operates. The company wouldn't say where Maven will continue to operate, but confirmed it's pulling out of New York and Chicago. This is AP Radio News. Formula One racing legend Niki Lauda has died. Lauda won two of his world titles after a horrific crash that left him with serious burns.
First week after the accident, I couldn't take any decisions at all because it was too bad. And after, when it was feeling good, I wanted to race again.
In 1976, Niki Lauda was badly burned when he crashed during the German Grand Prix. But he made an astonishingly fast return to racing in just 6 weeks. Later, he won the Formula One Drivers' Championship in 1975 and 1977 with Ferrari, and in 1984 with McLaren. In a 2013 interview, Niki Lauda talked about the changes in Formula One racing.
It is easier, generally speaking, because drivers don't have to worry about safety or danger, because there is no danger. And for 20 years now, nobody got killed.
Niki Lauda's story was made into a movie, Rush. Niki Lauda was 70. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.